64 degrees in Rhinelander at 106. With WXPR News, I'm Ben Meyer. Yesterday, the Oneida County Sheriff's Office arrested a Rhinelander man for attempted child sexual assault. 42-year-old Richard Duhlman thought he was meeting up with a 15-year-old girl for sex. An Internet Crimes Against Children investigation led deputies to Duhlman, says Oneida County Sheriff's Captain Terry Hook.
I'm sure yesterday, if there was a 15-year-old girl that met Mr. Duhlman, that we would have another victim, another child victim of sexual assault by an adult.
Duhlman has a history of problems with child sex abuse. He's been convicted three times since 2013 for related crimes in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Hook says those concerns put a greater importance on arrests.
These kind of cases, sex offenders, there's a lot of recidivism. That's why we spend so much time monitoring them here in Oneida County, and that's why we spend a lot of time working undercover operations to try to catch these people so that they don't have contact with our children.
The Oneida County Investigations Unit has put a major emphasis on online child sex crimes. They follow cases for weeks or months leading up to an arrest. Sheriff Grady Hartman says he's sure Duhlman would have victimized another child if not for the arrest. The Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force plans to continue its work in Oneida County. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports Iron County District Attorney Matthew Tingstad will not be prosecuted for his actions concerning two criminal cases. In 2019, Tingstad issued a subpoena to a Milwaukee lawyer who represented a bank in a civil case related to a pair of criminal cases Tingstad had filed against Hurley's former mayor and a retired sheriff's deputy. The cases concerned the use of a credit card that had the name of the Hurley Fire Department, where both men volunteered. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office investigated and referred two possible felonies against Tingstad because of what it termed a bogus subpoena. Milwaukee lawyer Roy Court was appointed as a special prosecutor. While not approving the action, Court found prosecution in the matter was not warranted. Court did refer Tingstad to the Office of Professional Liability, which investigates violations of lawyers' ethics rules. A defense attorney for one of the defendants in the credit card matter can ask a judge to review Tingstad's action. The Journal Sentinel said Court did not mention a second issue regarding Tingstad's residency. There have been questions whether Tingstad actually lives in Wisconsin, as is required by his state position. The Marathon County Jail will be in lockdown until Friday morning after an inmate tested positive for COVID-19. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office says the jail was notified of the positive test yesterday. The inmate had been in the jail during the infectious period. The inmate is asymptomatic and is being medically monitored in isolation. The Sheriff's Office will work with the Marathon County Health Department to follow up on with whom the inmate may have been in contact. And should the State Technical College Board agree, two buildings and related programs will see new space at Nicolay College in Rhinelander. The Nicolay College Board recently approved the remodeling and repurposing of both the Birchwoods and Fieldside Centers. Ken Krall has more.
Two administrators at the college say the proposed construction will consolidate programs that will make it easier for students. Dean of Trade and Industry, Jeff Lobbs, says they will remodel and expand the Birchwood Center to bring welding and manufacturing-related areas under one roof.
To accommodate not only our welding program, but then also we have a metal fabrication program that is ready to launch, and that program really would use a lot of the same equipment.
Lobb says other programs use similar equipment, and having them in one building is a plus for students and staff. Associate Dean of Public Safety Jason Goldner says public safety education would move to the Fieldside Center, the former daycare. That building would be a public safety center that will deliver programs in those curriculums.
So we would have somewhere in the neighborhood of about a 9 to 12,000 square foot addition to be able to occupy all the programs that we have in public safety.
Goldner says public safety courses are spread out in many buildings and will be brought under one roof. The projects will be under the $1.5 million state cap before it would need to go to referendum. Lobb says if the state agrees, construction would begin next spring. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
And the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry is hosting another Farmer to Family food giveaway tomorrow. Any person, regardless of income, can drive to the pantry Thursday morning beginning at 8:30 a.m. to get food. Pantry officials ask you enter the pantry from behind the pantry, from Carr Street, exiting on Coon Street. If your trunk has room and is open, the box will be placed in it. If the box of food has to be placed inside the vehicle, you'll need to load it yourself. This is a no-contact pickup, and and more information is available from the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry. In your forecast for this afternoon, 20% chance of showers, and that continues overnight tonight with a low of 53 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high near 76. And then for Friday, 20% chance of showers in the morning, mostly sunny skies with a high near 82 degrees. On the way next, we've got Undercurrents, and you're listening to WXPR News.